Hello, hello, hello. What's up? What's good? It's me. Don't really know what I want to get into tonight. Well, I kind of do. I want to read something I wrote maybe 7 years ago. Yikes, maybe 7 years ago, maybe not seven, I'm gonna say, seven years ago, maybe a little more. It was a school thing where it was like maybe language arts or one of those classes where you wrote a lot. And the teacher wanted us to write, like, who we are. The title was supposed to be, Who Am I? And you were supposed to fill that in. Now, I know I'm a person that, I've always been a person that loved writing and poetry. And to be honest, now in my adult life, I have slacked off a lot on it, but I am getting back on board with my writing and my lyricism. I'm not a rapper, but I love to make lyrics that make sense, whether it be singing or like in a little bar. So I'm gonna read my Who Am I? And I don't think I'm going to do any pausing when I read it. I'm going to read it real straight through, and then I'm going to go back and see what, you know, I want to really emphasize on. So, here we go. Who am I? I am a poet who has yet to be discovered. A girl who is unsure about the things she likes between the things she loves. If I was to be a flower, I would be a green jade flower. Rare, elegant, beautiful, yet invisible to who I want to be visible by. I am trying to be a free spirit. Yet the challenges of this world keeps my thoughts locked in. I am a girl who is not afraid to use the key to unlock my thoughts. Once I find it, then it will be mine. Shy, conservative, patient, and transparent. That's me. Although I have a tendency to be fierce, outgoing, and strong, I am a specimen who fears isolation. Who enjoys laughter, who despises hatred. I am his authority, his basis, his bottom line. He is my son, my universe. I am a daughter in love with a mother who gives her anything that she possibly can, who gives her great advice on how to live. I am a believer in the highest of power, a God who created me, beautiful inside and out. This last one always got me choked up a little bit, even though I said I wouldn't go pause, but I am a sensation of bliss when I sing a tune of love, of trust, and respect. The way my words penetrate a mind, a soul. I am faithful to my body. I am responsible for my actions. These are my words, you know. And it's something about when you write something and you a long time ago, and then you go back and read it, you try to see, like, am I still believing in my own pen, you know? I really love this last bit. I am a sensation of bliss when I sing a tune of love, of trust, and respect. The way my words penetrate a mind, a soul, I am faithful to my body. I am responsible for my actions. I don't know nothing truer, and I don't know too many 16-year-olds talking like that. You know? I'm very proud of myself, of where I am now, because a lot of this is still very true. I am shy. I am patient. I am transparent, I am conservative, I am all those things, even though those are things that people deem, oh, you have a low self-esteem, or, you know, or you let people run over you, or, you know, you're not strong enough. I said, that's me, although I have a tendency to be fierce, outgoing, and strong. You know, like, I can be that weak little puppy sometimes. But, bitch, I could be that motherfucking lioness. That lioness, motherfucker, that pounce off on a bitch. With or without warning. You hear me? So, I have a lot of stuff that I'm going to be reading. And expanding maybe why I wrote it or what I was feeling when I wrote it. Poems and just words. Sometimes I just write words that are not even trying to be a poem, like this. This is not a poem. This was an assignment. And I think I took it a little too serious. But I like to write out words. Just a body of words that means something. Doesn't have to be a poem, doesn't have to be a story. Just a body of words that means something. That means a lot to me. What else did I say? Oh. Now, I was in love when I wrote this part right here. I remember this. I remember who I wrote this about. And I thought I was in love. Child, bitch. You couldn't tell me I was in love. I am his authority, his basis, his bottom line. He is my son, my universe. Bitch, that is a whole that's. That's a bitch that's in love, okay? But, yeah, and I love my mother also very dearly. I am a daughter in love with a mother who gives her anything that she possibly can. To this day, my mother gives me anything she possibly can if I open up my mouth and ask. You know? Sometimes she sees I need even when I'm not asking, and that's, you know, the issue right there. So, I love her so much. That lady is my queen. I'm thankful and grateful and blessed to have my mother around me and to still be around my mother for a fact. You know, I feel like I always try to wonder, how does a mother and her child go astray from each other? Well, that's another topic for another day. Okay. But I am a poet who has yet to be discovered. How would I like to be discovered? Seeing. I'm working on my book. I'm working on it, working on it, working on it. And I feel like I want to publish a book, or get a book published, excuse me, that I can be in control of all the individuality of it, so it can do what I want it to do and reach out to who I want it to reach out to, you know? I want my book to be so good that when it falls in the right hands, they can just be like, yo, I need y'all to go read this book by my girl, Shanae, motherfucking Peters. I don't know if I have me a little alias as an author, but I've been thinking about that because, you know, people know you're making a little coin when you start making coin, and they start wanting to bring up your past, and they start wanting to say you owe them money, and they start wanting to be like, bitch, I was your friend when really y'all was never really friends, or y'all wasn't friends for a while now. And, you know, you gotta just have that mentality, like a bitch trying to get at you at all times, so you can stay three steps ahead. Bitch, I go out of, I go and get a good ass book published, my name and my face on it, you know, not incognito and shit. Oh, she used to do this, she used to do that, she fucked him and him, she used to do that and that and that. And then next thing you know, bitches know all kind of shit you ain't want bitches knowing. Next thing you know, everybody got their hands out. Next thing you know, everybody calling your mama mom and shit. And you just like, you know, I know that's what them celebrities be going through when they first start off and shit. And bitches think they got a little money in their pocket, and really, a bitch ain't got shit yet. Just out there trying to, you know, get your name out there and shit. But yeah. That's how it be. So that's why you always gotta stay three steps ahead. Three steps ahead. Whatever your three steps are, that's what your three steps are. But you gotta be three steps ahead of bitch that might be trying to get you. Okay? And you'll never know who trying to get you. So you just always gotta make sure your shit tight. Okay? But I've been getting into this backswinging of my work, my art. And speaking of art is in so many forms. Art is in the writing, art is in the singing, art is in the instruments, art is in the rapping, art is in the photography, art is in the painting, art is in the splatter of you cleaning your brushes from painting. Like, art is in everything. Art is walking down the street, art is in the sky, art is in the car riding by you. Like, everything is considered art to me, but it's just who's seeing it, you know, to consider it that. I'm not saying, like, I feel like everything is considered art, but I'm not saying I consider every single thing to be art. Like, someone might consider, like, have an image of, say two gothic people link up and, you know, they're doing like a special handshake or whatever. To me, the art would be in, because they're gothic, the art would be in like the all black nail polish or whatever, the black gloves, dapping each other up or high-fiving each other, whatever it is. Just the symbolic of gothic standing together. to a gothic person, if this makes sense, and what I'm trying to say, the art in it to a gothic person might be the actual love that they can see those two gothic people may have for each other that I can't see because I'm not gothic. It might be a symbolism of something else for that person because they can relate better. I can just see what I see with my eyes, but they can see what they see with their eyes and with their emotions. That makes sense. Now, for me, I love just seeing simplicity. I find so much art in simplicity, in nature, in love, like just the simple kiss on a baby's forehead or a butterfly landing on someone's pretty dress and they're not expecting it. Like, those simple things to me are so artful and so meaningful. And you know, when you get to talking like that, sometimes bitches think you ain't ratchet still, but I'm still a ratchet bitch that just appreciate art, you know? Shit, I still love my Nicki Minaj. I ain't all Kobe Calais. I love my Nick. Me love my dancehall. Nobody can take that from me. Me have the skin on me, boom, boom, anytime you want. All that. Now, saying that, what kind of male artists? I love listening to Drake, of course, but rap. Like rap. Okay, Wayne. I like M, of course. His album was fire. Was fire. You know, I had to say it like a, you know, a Caucasian. It was fire. M's new album was totally fire. You know, when they be trying to talk like us. It was totally fire. But, bitch, point blank, period. Album of the year was Queen. Bitch, check me. Check me. The fuck? You mad, Zorky? You mad, Zorky? Let me, look, that's a whole nother conversation for another time, too. But I just want to always spread positivity into this world of ours. This world that we're living in can be so cruel to me. So I have to stand tall. You always gotta throw a little positivity into this world of ours. This world can be so negative to me, so I have to stand tall. Bitch, you know when it's just truth and you just gotta come off the head with it because it's true? Shit. That's what it is. But on another note, God is good as God is great. Thank you guys for listening to me vent, for listening to me reminisce, for listening to me give you a little taste of how I do, you know, give you a little this, a little that. You don't know what you're going to get sometimes. That's good. That's how life rolls. So there you go. I'm life and I'm rolling. Anybody listening, I hope you enjoyed. Keep listening. Grow with me. Flow with me. We got this. Peace out.